Okay, good morning. We are at Hilchos Shechita, Siman Aleph. We're at the end of Seif Gimel. Okay, this is after the Haggah. And then it starts up again with Shulchan Aruch. Mi shiyodim bo she'ena yodea Hilchot Shechita. Okay, so you know, we know that he doesn't know Hilchot Shechita. Yecholim mitein lo lishchot im acher omed al Gabav, Ubilvat Shir Eota Mitchilat Shchita ad Sofa. So even though we know he doesn't know Hilchot Shchita, you're still allowed to give it to him, since you're watching him, or you have a proper shochet with Kabbalah who's watching him, and therefore, as long as you're watching him from beginning to end, then that's okay. Poskim also point out, even Rubo Kekulo here as well, even though you just have to be watching him for most of it. Most of whichever one or two simanim that you need. V'haga, v'yesh machmirim, v'osrim liton lishchot, l'chadchila lishchot. And some say, l'chadchila, you shouldn't give it to such a person, mi'achar she'en yodeh halchot shechita. No, I don't think so. No. Since we don't, mi'achar she'en yodeh halchot shechita, since he doesn't know halchot shechita, we shouldn't give it to him, l'chadchila, pick somebody better. V'hachi nahug, and that is the custom. So you only give it to someone who actually already has Kabbalah, unless, of course, there's a really good reason, such as someone is learning how to be a shochet. Okay, Dalit. Im avdu gediav retanagolav. Somebody lost his goats, his chickens. They're missing. O shenignevu, or they get lost. U'mitza'am shkutim karaoi. And then you find these animals, or birds, and they are shechted properly. You see them. You can check their necks. You see that they're shechted correctly. Right? We're not talking about here the issue of pieces of meat, a basar shenit alim min ayin. We'll discuss that later. Here we're talking about you have your animals. B'makom shirov yisrael metzuyim. So if you find it in a place on the street where most it's mostly Jews who are walking by. I'll read the Ramah. V'gam rov ganvei ha'ir Yisraelim. We'll explain him afterwards. He says, and most of the ganavim, we know who the city thieves are, and we know that most of them are Jews. So then mutarim. Right, we're talking about a city of Jews and non-Jews. So then it's mutar, because when you find it, we say most of the people are hanging around are Jews who know how to do shechita, we assume. Bein shematzam b'shuk, whether you find them in the marketplace, bein shematzam b'ashpa shebebayit, or on the garbage that's in the house. Avoim metzam b'ashpa shebeshuk asurin. But if you find them in the garbage in the marketplace, so then it's asur. Okay, so the last one's really easy to understand. It's if you're going to find the animal in the garbage of the marketplace, so then there's an assumption that is a nevela, because that's a normal place to throw your nevela. If you find it in a person's house, once it already entered his house, then you're assuming it's shechuta and it's kosher. Okay, so what is the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama? So first of all, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you look at the block or the specific area where you are, and then it goes by the rove who passes by, who's in that area. And if it's 50-50, then you go after the rove of the city. And once it's 50-50, then we have to, if there is no rove, it's 50-50, then we have to assume it's aser, because a behemah is becheskat aser until you do shechita. And what is the Ramah being cholik on? So there are two different explanations to the Mahalchim and how to understand the Ramah. It's a little bit unclear. So one is, if we assume it was stolen. The Ramah is talking about a case when you assume it was stolen versus it was lost. Kind of, you know, if it was, you can assume that it was stolen, right? Depending on the circumstances. So then, even if you assume it was stolen, the Shulchan Aruch still goes, it goes by where you find it in that area, in that location, what's the rov? Not by the whole city, but that specific area, who's passing by. And according to the Ramah, if it was an issue of being stolen, not lost, again, some even say lost, but most say, we're talking, the Ramah's talking about, you know it was stolen, and therefore you go by rov of the thieves. And another explanation is the Ramah holds, to have rov of the Matsuyim are Jewish, and rov of the Ganavim are Jewish. You need to have both in order for it to be kosher. Okay, let's go on. Right. Bottom line, it goes also, when you find it, it depends on the minhag of the Metzius. You know, in your days, is it usually where you find it? Is it usually in the Vela? Usually not, what the situation is. And the Shach points out that normally nowadays, you don't even go by where you find it, you go by the Shochtim, or the butchers. Because nowadays, the Gemara was talking about, he says, it's when everybody was a Shochet, and people would just Shacht by their house. So they get a piece, they get their animal, and they bring it to their home, and they Shacht, or on the street, or the marketplace. Nowadays, it's only specific Shochtim, or butchers, or Shechting houses, where it's done, slaughterhouses. So then you go after the rove of the butchers. Okay. Okay, let's go to hay. Hay. Cheresh she'enu shomea ve'enu medaber. So a cheresh in halacha is, right, we see this in Chulin Chagiga. Cheresh is a person who cannot hear at all, and he cannot speak at all. If you can speak a little bit, and you can hear a little bit, that's not what we're talking about. Then he's 100% a pikeach, a wise person in halacha, a person with das, and he's like a regular Jew, like for everything. But a cheresh in halacha can be considered like, same category as a shota, someone who's crazy, who, I don't know the best word for it, but someone without das, mentally deficient, there you go. So then, a cheresh she'eino shomea ve'eino medaber, he can't do either one. So then, he is the same category as a shota, mentally deficient. Now, these people, so the Gemara says in Chulin, we don't let them do shechita because we're afraid they're going to do something wrong with the shechita. There's a lot of halachos and how to do it and how to hold it. Okay. But they're also, they don't have the, halachically, when it comes to a cheresh and a shota, the halacha is they're pater from all mitzvos, they're pater from onshim. Anytime they make a kinyan, there is no kinyan. When it comes to mekach u'memkar, nothing is chal. Their kiddushin is not a kiddushin. Their truma is not a truma. They cannot testify in edus. If they buy a slave, for example, then if they're a kohen, their slave is not kinyan kaspo for eating truma. And this is Rashi, and Rashi explains this in Chagiga, the Rambam, in numerous places. Mechira, Kaftet, Edios, Tetet, anyways, numerous places. So, let's get on. We'll talk about some other details later. And this is even if he was a pikeach, and then afterwards he became a cheresh. He lost his ability to hear completely and to speak completely. Maybe a technicality, but that's the halacha. Even if a person was a pikeach, he loses it, and then he can become a pikeach again through whatever means. We'll see. Modern day medicine, maybe not. Anyway, so it is something that can be changing with during a lifetime. Now, a shota is someone who's mentally deficient. A hainu, so now the Gemara gives four examples, okay? But it's not, these are only simanim. It doesn't mean that it's only these four. It could be other things, and we will see. Okay. The hainu shehi yotze yechidi bilayla. He walks outside by himself at night. So most point out it's in a makom not yishuv, where people aren't walking around, aren't living. Like you go kind of in the forest or away from the common streets of civilization. But some say it could even be in a makom of civilization. But you're walking in a place that's completely not nor, no normal person would walk there at this time, at this place. Okay. So, right. So someone, thank you, mentioned the Breslovers. But nowadays, things are very different, especially with this halacha. Nowadays, with lights and cars and people's work schedule, people are always coming and going. But we'll see. It depends on the situation. Omikare kesuto, or a person rips his clothing. He doesn't really know how to behave normally. You give him something to wear, and he just, it's normal for him just to rip it. Olan beveta kavara, so he sleeps in a cemetery. That's also, that's not normal. Even if it's in a city, no one sleeps in a cemetery. Oh, me'aved mashenotim lo, he loses whatever he gets. I know that applies to some of us, but that's, it has to be only if it's normal. If it's in a way that's not normal. Even if sometimes people are very busy and they have to put something down, even in a place that's not normally guarded and watched, and it's not the safest, but he does it on purpose, and he knows he's going to come back and pick it up, and he forgets it there. That's not what we're talking about, even if it happens many times, even if you put it in a safe place and you always forget where you put it, that's not what we're talking about. It's in a manner that is not normal for normal people. Okay. Afilu ba'achas meil, even one of them, right? It's a machlokas in the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, who says that it has to, you have to violate all of them in order to be considered or fulfill all these criteria in order to be a shota. Rabbi Yochanan says even one, and that's the halacha. However, they all agree it's only im ose otam derech shtos. It has to be where it's clear to you, to us, watching the person, that he's doing it in a manner that's completely not normal for any normal person. No sane person would behave like this. So obviously, if there's, you know, you work in the cemetery, you're put on a mission to go there. There's all kinds of examples where, anyways, obviously there are going to be some gray areas, how to apply it. Okay. V'katan she'ene yodea le'amen yadav lishchot. Or it's a katan who doesn't have quite fine motor skills. So then, Ein mosim lehem lishchot lechatchila. Then you don't give it to him to shecht lechatchila. Afilu acherim omdim al gabeim. Even if you have proper shochtim watching him. Vim shachtu. But if any one of these people did do shchita, right? Because they're not a pikeach, they're not a bar mitzvah yet, they're not a gadol yet. Shchitas an kshera. Right? At least b'dyeved, their shchita is kshera. Im acherim omdim al gabeim. If the whole time a proper shochet was watching him and seeing what he's doing, ve'ein mosrim lem lachatchila lishchot kshein acherim omdim al gabeim. But we don't give it to him lachatchila unless you know someone's watching him. Afilu im rotzei la'achil leklavim. Even if the whole purpose is just to feed, you want to shecht or kill the animal so that you can feed your animals, your dogs. Okay, so then, okay, ima katan, you know, I'll just point out, what's so bad? You're going to give it to the klavim? The whole purpose is you're killing the animal just to give it to the klavim. So we're afraid that people are going to learn that lechatchila you're allowed to allow these people to do shchita, or once it's shechted, somebody might actually eat from it. So the best thing to do is get a proper shochet. Even if you just want to feed your animals, get a proper shochet to shecht it properly. Or, lechatchila, you can also kill the animal in a way that it's clear it wasn't shechted. And then no one's going to come to think, or to eat from it.
Okay. But with all of the cheder shota, if you gave it to them, and you're
only not going to be b'di'evid, it's all good. Yeah, if you watch them from beginning to end, b'di'evid, it's okay. V'im akatan yudea le'amen yadav. But what if you have a katan who does have good fine motor skills and knows how to hold it and is all good with it? Im acherim omdim al gabav shochet lechatchila. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to give it to him lechatchila. Umutar lechol mishchitato, and you're allowed to eat from his shchita. Haga, aval im shachat beino lebein atzma shchitato psula. But if any one of these shechted by itself, by himself, nobody was watching him. Even though you know that he knows hilchot shchita, it's pasul. And the meat is 100% pasul, and it can even treif things up or mixtures up. Okay, So we consider it as a vaday nevela, and it's pater from kisui dam, as we're going to learn soon. Okay. And this is the halacha both for Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Mikre katan linyanze achenase bar mitzvah. And katan means you're not bar mitzvah yet. Ainu ben yad gimel shanim v'yom echad. Once you're more than 13 years old, then you're a gadol, and that's not a problem. V'yesh machmirim, but some are machmir, shaloli tein kabbalah lemishu pachot mi ben 18. And some say you shouldn't give to anyone kabbalah until they're 18, because then they're more mature. Yeah, he v'da'az gavra bardasu, and he's more of a bardas v'yodei alizahir, and he's going to be more careful in all the halachos. Someone who's younger than 18 might be a little bit too lax and not serious enough. Okay. Now, this is Vav. You know what? Here, Vav is talking about cheresh hamadaber ve'eino shomea. So I just want to digress real quick. The sugya of cheresh eino shomea ve'madaber, because this is one of the main sources and it applies really with the Kol Torah. What happens? So we learned that a cheresh, it can't hear anything and cannot speak anything. So what's the halacha? So we learned the kitzur that he has a din of a shota. He doesn't have bardas, and he's not, again, chayev and onshim, chayev and mitzvahs, and anything he does doesn't have any halachic ramifications for kinyanim, and you can't be mitzaref him for a minyan, v'chule. Now, I just want to point out that this is very different. Well, I want to discuss what happens if a person could hear through electronic means. You have an electronic hearing aid, cochlear implants, or you can speak, or the guy... You see someone who's very intelligent, he could be a tailor, for example, and he's functional, and he can speak through sign language. What's the halacha? So just to point out, there's a very big difference between listening to the kol shofar and mikra megillah, or to be yotze through someone else, because that's an inyan of you have to hear the actual sound, right? Depends. There may or may not be a difference by megillah and alt tefillah versus shofar. We discussed that previously. So that's a separate question. Even if you can't be yotze through shofar, because you have to hear the actual sound of the shofar, not just an echo. But here, the whole purpose is you're able to communicate and have intelligence and be considered a bardas. So really, there's no comparison. You can't learn one from one to another. Now, and also the Gemara points out, just writing, if you're able to communicate, you see, and you're able to just write down some messages, the Gemara says that doesn't count for dibur. All right. So what happens with these people? Can they be counted as apikeach? So Igros Moshe and Evan Ezer Gimel Laman Gimel. He writes that if you cannot hear at all through natural means, then the halacha is it's been established by Chazal. You have a din of a shota, and you're not chayav in any mitzvos. And you're 100% din of a cheresh. He explains it similar, that in halacha, we don't use modern-day medicine, we go only al pi teva. So a famous example for kashrus. Do we look at bacteria or worms that you can see only through a microscope? So he says that's for sure not a problem. Halacha doesn't recognize microscopes to see things, and therefore if you don't see it, then it can't be visible to the naked eye. So then, I'm not talking about camouflage, but we're talking about visible to the naked eye. And so therefore, just like by there, we don't consider anything. So to here, we don't consider electronic devices to be make you considered a shmia, that you're now going to be a bardas. So therefore, he says, you can't be used. And that's similar to the psak of the Tzemach Tzedek from in the 1800s. Maram Shik wrote, it's a suffix. It's been discussed. Many postgame in the past. Okay. Now, what about, and so also for sign language? I didn't see him discuss it beferush, but I think you say it's the same. But Ramosha says many times, he just points out most of the time or many times, if a person could hear through hearing aids, electronic hearing aids, so then at this Mimela, very often they're able to speak. And once you're able to speak, everyone says, even if it's not easy to hear him speak, but he is able to speak, that is communication through dibur. So anytime, so then he's no longer has a din of a cheresh, and therefore you're 100% chayev like everybody else. or a pikeach, a bar mitzvah, like everybody else. Now, Minchas Asher, he writes, that, and many, Minchas Asher and Aleph, Mem Aleph, Yechavada, Zayin, Tzadi Zayin, and Yechavada also quotes the Beis Din in Tel Aviv, and the Minchas Yitzchak, Ratziv Beit Pesach Frank. And I think this is what's the accepted psak for most across the world, is that we say, once you're able to hear, then you're able to communicate, and you're able to hear, even if it's through electronic means. Again, it's not like shofar. It has nothing to do with shofar, hearing shofar. It's all about intelligence and becoming a bardas. So once you're able to hear, even if it's through electronic aids or cochlear implants, you're now able to communicate and hear, which whatever means, you have communication, intelligence, das, understanding, v'chule, and therefore you're 100% chayav in all mitzvos, and midin Torah, midin Rabbanan, and 100% l'kol davar. Now what about sign language? So there, Minchas Asher, and Chiluk Beis, Pei Vav, and Shutim, also in Yichav Adas, in Beis Vav, it's also in Shevet Sofer, from his father, Ksavsav Sofer, that anyone who cannot hear at all, and he cannot verbally speak at all, except through sign language, and you see that he's intelligent. So then they all say he has a suffix. Well, the Maisa, they might want to be Mekel, but at the end of the day, their conclusion is it's not 100% clear among the poskim or agreed upon. And for this, if it's something like sign language, or you see they're intelligent, but they just don't have shmir on any level and don't have dibor on any level, so they consider halacha suffik, and therefore for a din Torah you have to be seikel lechumra lekoldavar and derabanan your meikel lekoldavar, and therefore you are able to be mitzdarif gam for a minyan. And but Rav Avadya writes you shouldn't do chazarat hashatz with them because it's unnecessary and it's a suffik. Okay, let's get back to our topic. Siman Aleph Vav. Okay, see Vav. Cher Shabdab Ravenu Shomeya Lo Yishchot. A person he is able to speak. So he's a Pikeach L'Kol Davar, but L'Chadchila we say he's not supposed to be doing Shchita. Why? Mipnei She'eino Shomeya HaBracha. Because he can't hear the Bracha. You can say the Bracha. But he can't hear himself. He can't hear his own bracha. So lechatchila, we'd rather have someone else who can say the bracha and hear his own bracha. So that's din lechatchila. V'im shachat afilu beino levein atzmo shchitaso kashera. But once, since he is able to speak, he said the bracha, and you did the shchita, he knows all the halachos, he's 100% mechuyev all mitzvos, so therefore it works. Even if he doesn't even say the bracha. Also, the shechita is not me'akev, and therefore, even if he didn't even say the bracha, anyone who forgets to say the bracha and the shechita, it works. And you're allowed to eat 100% kosher lechatchila. Okay. Zayin. Hashomea veino medaber. Someone who's able to hear, but he cannot speak. Im hu mumche shochet afil lechatchila. So if he knows the halachas, you got Kabbalah. He's allowed to shecht lechatchila im acher mevarech. He can't speak. So as long as you can hear someone else say the bracha, then it's 100% okay. Okay. So we're assuming over here, again, this is a shayla, but we're assuming over here, this other person is also shechting, and that's why he's saying the bracha. But it could, and even though he can't answer amen, it's fine, because he hears the bracha. But it could be he's not supposed to say the bracha for someone else if he's also not shechting. That's a question. Okay. All right. Okay, so it's better not to. Fine. Chet. A shikor shiyagia l'shichuto shoro dino kishote. A shikor, someone who is drunk, and he is completely out of it. So he had, for the time frame, while he's completely out of it, he has a din of a shota. And if he's not that drunk, then he is allowed to shecht lechatchila. Okay, even if you're not able to speak in front of a melech, you're not 100% there, you're not behaving quite like you normally do, but you're still, you're not wasted, then you are allowed to shecht. Okay. And if you're not sure where he's holding, so then obviously you shouldn't shecht lechatchila. Let's just finish the Ramav. Yeshamim sheshikor lo ishchot. But really, shikor shenatu shechtin shiragil avoli de drasa. Even if he's not like Lot, he's now his senses are not quite there, and it's easy for him to come to violate, putting too much pressure of the drasa. We'll get there later. Okay, stop.